Let's turn to Brazil now, which has the second worst outbreak of the coronavirus in the world after the United States, with nearly 3 million cases and more than 97,000 deaths. Much of the focus has been on the big cities like Rio and Sao Paulo, but this disease is taking an exceptionally high toll on the hundreds of thousands of people who live along the Amazon River in Amazonas State. Journalist Mauricio Angelo joins us on Skype from Brasilia. And Mauricio, give us a sense of this area. We know the Amazon River is basically the central artery, and we're reading that the six cities with the highest exposure to COVID-19 are all on the river, which has a lot of remote farming and fishing communities.
Yeah, Amazon region is quite big. For example, the Amazonas state is bigger than the size of France, Spain, and Germany combined. So we have a lot of different challenges to reach these isolated communities to give them a proper health care.
Yes, let's break that down for a little bit. What's the extent of the spread of COVID-19 in some of those areas?
Yeah, Amazonas, for example, became one of the first hotspots for the COVID-19 in Brazil. But when it comes down to the indigenous people, for example, we have now more than 22,000 cases just only among indigenous and more than 600 deaths.
Yeah, and there are some theories that healthcare workers may have spread the disease to these indigenous populations, and that especially early on in the pandemic, as in a lot of places, they had insufficient protective gear and testing. What can you tell us about that?
Brazil has a universal healthcare system, and indigenous people has a specialized healthcare system inside this nationwide healthcare. So, yeah, we have several reports from indigenous leaders that these health professionals, they don't have the proper gear, they don't respect the quarantine required to get in touch with these communities. And since it's this kind of professionals is, in some cases, is the only people who has reached these communities, they begin to spread the virus without knowing. In some cases, and they have to leave the indigenous lands very, very quickly to avoid the worst. Mm.
What does that mean then for medical treatment if healthcare workers are the only ones that can actually get in there to provide treatment and relief and testing for the coronavirus?
Yeah, this in some cases, they are the only ones. Of course, the government, the federal government and the local government start to take some action to do it better, to give them a proper gear and have a proper hospitals nearby, which we are talking about. Some communities are days from a city with UCI beds and etc. But they try to give them some kind of health care in the middle of this, but it's not good enough, and the numbers showing then.
Yeah. Is there any sign of containment at this point?
Two studies show, for example, that the mortality rate among indigenous people is 150% higher than the Brazilian average. And actually, the indigenous leaders has to appeal to the Supreme Court to force the federal government to give them a proper health care. So, and actually, yesterday, the Supreme Court voted unanimously, forcing the government to take action.
The push for government intervention, I'm just wondering, you know, we know that President Bolsonaro has really denied the extent of the coronavirus pandemic in the country of Brazil. How much has that played a role in being able to give relief efforts, not only to those who live along the Amazon, but throughout the country?
They denied the situation for months and months and months. They changed the Minister of Health three times already. In the middle of this pandemic, and the past ones leave the ministry because they don't agree with Bolsonaro actions and words and etc. And so, yeah, I think that's the role of the Bolsonaro actions. It's is really important.
That's journalist Mauricio Angelo speaking with us from Brasilia. There's a link to his work at hereandnow.org. Mauricio, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tonya.